Greg Abate to start out the show. From the album It's Christmas Time, we heard Winter Wonderland. And man, it really does not feel like a winter wonderland out there, even though Christmas is just a few days away. With this beautiful warm weather, certainly not like winter wonderland, but a nice way to get in the mood for Christmas, which is coming up this week with Greg Abate and a great arrangement of Winter Wonderland. That features Greg Abate on alto sax, Herb Pomeroy on trumpet, Paul Broadnax on piano, Jack Pezzanelli on guitar, Mark Pucci on bass, and Matt Gordy on drums, recorded back in 1995. All right, welcome listeners. My name's Ken, and this is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. Hope you're having a good morning, and about to bring you some great music. And I spoke about Christmas coming up in the coming weeks, but last week or this past week, there was also a sad note here in Connecticut and around the country, I guess. It's the third anniversary of the Sandy Hook tragedy here in Connecticut, and it touched many people's lives in different ways, certainly the victims and their families, but also the jazz community, because one of those victims was the daughter of Jimmy Green and his wife, Nelba, Anna Grace. And Jimmy Green put out an album as a remembrance to his daughter. And I want to remember Anna Grace and remember all the victims of that tragedy here in Connecticut at Sandy Hook. So we're going to do a Jimmy Green special. Jimmy Green put out a beautiful album in honor of his daughter. The name of the title of the album is Beautiful Life, and we're going to hear a couple tracks from that one. This is Jimmy Green.
Thank you.
right, Jimmy Green. And that is our special tribute, our remembrance of the tragedy at Sandy Hook on its third anniversary. Jimmy Green lost his daughter in that tragedy at the age of 6. Sadly, nothing has been done to this point to combat the what I consider a national disgrace of our obsession with guns here in this country. And you would think the slaughter of 20 children and 6 school administrators would have prompted some action on that, but sadly it has not. It's just been a political football, but that's the way it's been. All right, let's review what we've heard on that set. We finished up with Jimmy Green's The Overcomer Suite, and the name of that track was Anthem of Hope, recorded back in 2008. And that includes, besides Jimmy Green on tenor sax, we heard Luquez Curtis on bass, Xavier Davis on piano, and Kendrick Scott on drums. A prophetic title, I think. I would say, wouldn't you? The Overcomer's Suite, as Jimmy Green had to overcome so much, and the Anthem of Hope. And it's been taken a lot of hope to get through this, I'm sure. Before that, we heard a great, beautiful ballad, one of my favorite ballads in jazz music, and it has been for a long time, way before the tragedy that struck at Sandy Hook. But Jimmy Green wrote this as well, Love in Action, and that's from the album Mission Statement. And that one was recorded in 2009. And that one features Jimmy Green on tenor and soprano sax, Laj Lund on guitar, Xavier Davis on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And we started out with 2 tracks from Jimmy Green's most recent album called Beautiful Life, an album that celebrates the life of Anna Grace Marquez Green. Beautiful Life. We heard 2 tracks from that. We started the set with Saludos, Come Thou Almighty King. And that one features Pat Metheny and also the beautiful voice of Anna Grace Marquez Green and her brother Isaiah playing piano for the outro on that song. And we followed that with another track from Beautiful Life entitled Last Summer. And if you care about these terrible mass shootings that have been going on and want to do something about it, if you purchase the album Beautiful Life, proceeds from that album, Jimmy Green donates to the Anna Grace Project, which really addresses a lot of the issues around gun violence and mental health. By the way, he also will donate to the Artists Collective's proceeds from that album. So a great way of getting some fantastic, wonderful music, honoring the life of Anna Grace, and also giving to some great organizations that address some of these issues. So definitely consider doing that. Purchase Beautiful Life by Jimmy Green. All right, the last song we heard was Anthem of Hope by Jimmy Green. We're going to keep in that same vein. Another beautiful ballad, this one by the Branford Marsalis Quartet, one that I really love, from the album Bragtown. We're going to hear the track entitled Hope. We just heard from Joni Mitchell, and what I think should be a Christmas classic, just a beautiful composition and some beautiful playing as well. by the great Joni Mitchell. From the album Blue, we heard River. And we started out that set with Branford Marsalis, an extended piece from his quartet. From the album Bragtown, we heard Hope. We saw him perform that a few years back at the Newport Jazz Festival. Practically had the audience in tears. A very emotional performance of that. Great playing by Branford Marsalis and a great composition. All right, let's move on. Let's maybe change things up a little bit. We're going to hear from a brand new release from the trumpet player Joe Magnarelli. A great album. I've been playing a lot of it. And we're going to hear one more right now. The name of the album is 3 on 2. And we're going to hear a track called Paris. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was Steve Davis. We heard a couple from Steve Davis, the fine trombone player, who's also a professor here at University of Hartford, Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. Steve Davis, a fine trombone player. We heard, the last one you heard was from his latest release, and that's entitled Say When, and it's a tribute to J.J. Johnson, the great trombone player. We heard a track called Kenya, and personnel on that would be Steve Davis on trombone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Eric Alexander on sax, Harold Mayburn piano, Nat Reeves on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Before that, we heard from an older release of Steve Davis, one on Crisscross Records. The name of the album is Update. We heard a Steve Davis original entitled Grove's Groove, and we started out that set quite a while ago. With a brand new release from trumpet player Joe Magnarella. The name of that album is 3 on 2. And we heard the track called Paris. All right, time now is 10:30. You're listening to WWUH. My name's Ken, and this is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. And I think we're in a nice groove right now.